Coming up at the 6 o'clock hour, we will talk to Christine O'Reilly Riordan. Maybe not anymore. Riordan. I always have trouble with that name, pronouncing that name. She's with the White Sox, and the White Sox want your picture so they can put it in the stands. It's a cool program that they're doing here. We're just going to find out more about it, and we're going to try to get ourselves in the front row. No relation. Okay, the congressman's with us, Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy, from the Chicago area, should say. And Congressman, as always, a lot of fun to have you. I would like to know, when am I getting my next stimulus check?
Hey, Ro. I don't know. I think that we will do another stimulus before the election. My gut is that it's going to be done before early August or by early August. The president seems to be interested in the stimulus check. I think it's appropriate given where our families are right now in terms of their economic situation. And hopefully we can, you know, correct some of the deficiencies of the last stimulus check rounds.
Well, right. You mean like not sending it to dead people, right? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah.
When you say deficiencies, that's a little confusing. It's a little political, yeah. Congressman. When you say deficiencies, you mean mistakes.
I'm shocked.
You're saying mistakes is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Screw
yeah.
Us.
I mean, look, there's that. We spent, I think you and I talked about this a week ago, more than $1 billion sending money to dead people.
Mm-hmm.
There's that mistake. But also, you know, for instance, we did not send checks to adult dependents. So people like college students were not counted for purposes of, you know, how many people in a family should count for the formula, or even adults maybe with disabilities who are dependents on their parents. So that type of stuff I'm hoping we can correct this time around.
Okay. And you do expect that we're going to be getting this probably the same amount of money, you think?
That's what we're pushing for. We push for it in the HEROES Act, but we're going to learn more in terms of the negotiations over the next few weeks.
And again, it would have the same rules. I mean, households with a certain income level would not receive it.
Yes.
Yeah, same deal.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
All right.
My colleagues on the other side do not want people who are working to receive these checks. They only want people who might be unemployed. I actually think that people who are working should receive them because their expenses are going up. I'll just give you one example. If the schools do not fully reopen, if they include any kind of hybrid model or e-learning or what have you, their child care expenses are going to rise dramatically, right? Because a lot of folks don't plan for that when they send their children to school. So that's just one example of an expense that's going to skyrocket that people are going to need help with.
Okay. Well, you know, you got a printing press there in Washington, D.C., Congressman. I don't know if they've ever sent you over to it, or I guess maybe it was in Fort Knox. I forgot where they were doing this, where the Treasury Secretary went and took a picture with himself with the big sheets, you know, of the cash and his wife. I imagine doing that myself one day. I hope one day, if you become president, make me the Treasury Secretary for a day, and I'd like to go wrap myself like a pig in a blanket, essentially, in one of those sheets.
Oh,
but Mike, we do have the print press,
green, my friend. I always dream.
We have the print press open. I suppose the question that we would have here, I mean, we're happy to receive these checks, and we're very grateful that the Fed has thrown as much money into the market and stabilized the economy as best we probably could. I mean, this is an unexpected circumstance. Everybody agrees on that. And we have not had the kind of economic impact in terms of the markets. We've certainly had it on
right.
the streets, but the, you know, Wall Street
right.
has been saved, but you don't want the kind of impact in Wall Street that we had in 2008 or 2007.
Correct.
We can't afford that. So there's going to have to be a moment where we pay for this, though, isn't there? Or are we just going to forget it and move on?
Yes, I think that moment is going to arrive. My gut is that we're going to have to do something significant about it after we kill this virus. But as some of my colleagues on the other side have said, and I agree, I mean, we are kind of in a wartime footing right now. And
gotta do what you gotta do.
This virus, look, it's killing people left and right. I mean, thank God we live in Illinois, actually, where we've got it under control to some degree. But I mean, Texas and Florida, it's and Arizona and other states, it's pretty dire down there.
Okay. All right, Congressman, can I get you to hold on here for just a second?
Yes,
because I want to change the subject. Well, it also takes some phone calls, of course, at 312-981-7200 if you would like to ask the Congressman a question or you'd like to, you know, tell him exactly how we should be running this country. I'm sure he'd like to listen. It's like a town hall, kind of, except we don't have to worry about being breathed on. I want to ask you, though, about the violence that's plaguing the city of Chicago
yeah.
specifically, but also the area, and what you think can be done. Is there any kind of federal help that could be coming our way? We'll talk about that on the other side. But first, here is Lauren Lapka. Congressman Raja is with us. Raja Krishnamurthy represents the Western suburbs. It's always very confusing to me, Congressman, where this begins and ends for you in terms of your district.
It's all the suburbs surrounding O'Hare International Airport, including the runways, but not the terminals.
That's most important. All right, before we get to the phone calls, and we've got plenty of them for you, because you believe that there will be a stimulus check that's going to come out. People got questions about that. But before we do that, I want to ask you about the violence in Chicago. Obviously, this weekend, another gigantic number, 87, as many as 94, depending on how you count it by hours, people shot, 17 dead, a couple of children killed in this. National headlines, international headlines, and that's really not the point. The point is that the whole country and the world looks at this and goes, oh my God, why don't you do something about it, Chicago?
Yeah.
And is there a role for the federal government here? Is it possible we use the National Guard? That's, I know, a state issue, but we use the National Guard during the unrest in early June. Is it time to bring them back out in the streets?
This is my thought on this, Ro. I think that, first of all, it's horrific and incredibly tragic. The one constant that I'm saying, I mean, we've done so much over the last 4 or 5 years to try to deal with this, from changing mayors to changing, we have changing governors, we have changing police chiefs. There are two constants that I've seen that accompany this incredible, horrific gun violence. One is horrible, lax gun laws, which means that crime guns are traveling from Wisconsin and Indiana into our neighborhoods, and most disputes are getting settled violently and with guns. And then the second is just horrible lack of economic development. And there, on that point, I think that that's where we can do something at the federal level, especially given that the pandemic has induced not just a recession, but a depression in these areas economically. And so I do think that we have to do something at the federal level there. As for National Guard troops, I think that's I wouldn't want to militarize the situation. Of course, I defer to Mayor Lightfoot on that or Governor Pritzker, but that's my take.
Yeah, I was always opposed to it for exactly that reason, because I thought about you militarize it, and also how National Guard are deployed is very sensitive. These are mostly Illinois residents who
yeah.
are citizen soldiers, right? And but the way it was used during the civil unrest, they were using trained military police guardsmen and women.
Yes,
and it seemed to be fairly effective. And you don't necessarily put
yeah.
them into the war zone part of Chicago. I hate to use that term, but you may be on the periphery, and perhaps, I don't know whether it's the vehicles or the uniforms or anything else, you know, might get people's attention in a different way and reorient the circumstance. I was never in favor of it. I grew up in a guard family. I don't happen to think that that's the best use, but you got to do something, and it's time to break the glass, because the emergency is here. Let's get to the phones, though, first, 312-981-7200. People want to get their money, Congressman. I'll bet you know that. Carrie, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Carrie.
Oh, thank you so much, Congressman, for taking calls like this and letting people ask questions. My question is about the stimulus check. I am disabled and on Social Security disability. We were totally neglected this round with the stimulus check. Will anything will be done for the in the next round stimulus? Or if you don't know, would you be in favor of Social Security disability recipients receiving help?
Okay, now, are you talking about Social Security or SSI?
SSDI, Disability, Social Security Disability Insurance. That's
okay.
What I get.
All right, okay. Congressman, your thought on that?
The short answer is I would be in favor of that. That was one of the exclusions that was made, and I would favor those folks this time receiving assistance.
All right. Because you just want money in the economy. Is that the issue?
Yeah, exactly, Ro. I mean, at this point, like, these people are not going to, like, you know, put it into their bank vault and admire it, stack up all day.
Right.
They're going to go out and spend it, man. And that multiplier effect is really what gets the economy going.
Right. You want velocity.
And by the way, can I just mention one thing? I think that we spent a ton of money, no doubt, $3 trillion already. But that money made its way into the economy, and I think it did a lot of good. It got spent, and it's helping a lot of families.
All right. Thank you very much. Carrie, does that answer your question, I hope?
Yes, it does. Thank you, Congressman.
Thank you. All right.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk to AJ. AJ, you're on WGN. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Ro. Hi, Lauren and Jeff, the awesome producer. Thank you, Congressman, for taking our calls. And I wanted to address the extra $600 enhanced unemployment that is falling off a cliff at the end of the month. And I know, Congressman, that Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham have said over their dead bodies, along with Kushner, that there's no way we're going to do this. It's over our dead bodies. But when people are facing an economic cliff, millions are on unemployment, and what jobs for so many of these people to go back to? So my hope, Congressman, is that, you know, I know the Republicans, they don't care about, you know, middle-class folks like us and Roe, but what do we do here? Because I'm very worried about what happens to folks like my family and others who are going to be, you know, we should have enhanced unemployment to some extent, because that's going to go right back into the economy. And finally, if low-income people make a little bit more money, then so be it. Isn't that a good thing?
Well, no, thank you.
Congressman, your thought?
That's why I was supportive, and that's why I voted in part for the HEROES Act. You are correct that the other side is very opposed at this point. However, they are open to some enhancements, some bonus, especially for people who you know, are looking for work, go back to work, that kind of thing. I think that, in my humble opinion, these unemployed folks have a lot of extra costs right now, in part because they don't have health insurance through their employer. I mean, they're purchasing it through COBRA, or they're going on to Obamacare and so forth. And that has to be taken into account when you think about, you know, what unemployed people are going through right now.
Yeah, I wonder, too, about businesses and bringing employees back. I know that's part of what the argument has been for some restaurateurs, for sure, that before they're able to open back up and bring people back, they need to get their employees back. Their employees are actually making more money with that enhancement, that $600 enhancement, than they would be making under these circumstances if they were in the restaurant. And
right.
that has held some of those businesses from being able to reopen. How do you address that?
Well, I've heard that argument as well, and I think that there's got to be a middle ground here. I think that basically, here's the issue, Ro, which is that, you know, in certain states, I'll just give you an example, Florida, for instance, the unemployment benefits are so low, I think it's like on average $250 a week, okay, that, you know, without the enhancement of any kind, if you're on unemployment and you cannot land a job, you're trying, but you can't land a job because, remember, their retail, their tourist industry is decimated, and hospitality industries are decimated. Basically, you know, these folks are in really deep trouble.
And so that's why the enhancement was really targeted at folks like them. That being said, I'm sympathetic to what restaurateurs and others are saying, which is how do I hire people back if if they are going to be making more on unemployment? So there's got to be a middle ground here.
All right, Congressman, appreciate it. Thank you for taking the phone calls. Thank you for being with us today.
Yes, sir.
As always.
Yes, sir. All right. Yes, sir.
Congressman Rajan Krishnamurthy from O'Hare, as it turns out. We just learned that. Okay, we've got news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom, and then we're going to get our pictures in the seats at White Sox Park. But first,